Thank you, Frank, and good afternoon. It's a real pleasure to have all of you here today with us, and I think over the next 2 days, we're going to have an exciting journey through the future of agriculture. As Frank said, I'm David Hollenrake, and I'm the Vice President of Marketing at Bayer Crop Science, and I am rooted in agriculture. I grew up, and many of you know this, I grew up on a corn and soybean farm in northwestern Illinois, and have been in and around agriculture for my entire career. My entire life. And I would say that there's never been a more exciting time in the history of agriculture than today. And I really believe that. And as we share our stories, I think you'll connect with that. In front of you, you have the word agriculture on the screen. And I challenge you to think about what visuals come to mind when you see the word, when you think about the word agriculture. For me, it takes me back to the farm. It takes me back to growing corn and soybeans, walking corn and soybeans, soybeans with my family, my four siblings. And never did I think there would be a day when that wasn't necessary. But I wonder what you think about. You know, do you think about a combine rolling through a soybean field? Do you think about wheat waving in the wind? Or is there another image that comes to mind? You know, certainly all those images are real, and for all of us that contribute to agriculture, I think we would say that it's one of the most formidable industries that we could possibly be involved with. But I want you to challenge your thinking, and I want to maybe stretch the possibilities of what agriculture is and what it can be. So you're seeing this on the screen, and I see some smiles in the audience already. And when you see the word sexy, you may think, boy, that's a lighthearted way to look at agriculture. But in many ways, it is. So agriculture is sexy because it's innovative. And we're at the forefront of solving the world's most significant challenges. And the world needs to expect that of us and much more in order to solve the world's challenges. As you leave here today, I want you to leave not only with the present view that you had when I called for that image, but I also want you to think of the future of agriculture. I want you to think about the wealth of opportunities for innovative and smart young people to get into our business. They're so badly needed, and we're going to talk about that. We need exciting new developments in the areas of crop protection, seed technology, and biotechnology, and we need to foster a spirit of collaboration that will enable that innovation. The world needs and expects the leaders of innovators to change the world for the better. Yes, we've got a daunting task of feeding the world. And it wants us to change the world for the better. People want us to change the world for the better. And I'm confident we can deliver on that. We all want a prosperous world where everyone has enough food to eat, they have a great place to live, and a prosperous standard of living. Again, I'm confident that agriculture can deliver on that. You know, when you think of agriculture, a simple term may come into to frame. Agriculture at its core is food, and the world needs to eat. Of course, feeding the world is no small task. We all know the story. There's less farmland per capita. And look at this little fun fact. By the year 2050, we're going to have about a third of an acre per capita. There's not more ground coming into production. That's fact. At the same time, we've got a exploding population. By the year 2050, the FAO estimates that we're going to have 9.6 billion mouths to feed, coupled with the fact that we've got a growing global GDP. We've got more prosperous people across the world that desire to eat like you and me. They're demanding more and better foods, and we have an obligation to enable an increase in productivity. Locally, we've got many challenges, and I want to hit on these in rapid-fire fashion. First, pest resistance. You haven't been at an Ag Issues forum if you haven't heard about pest resistance in the past. Whether it's insect resistance or weed resistance, it's here. It's something we have to deal with. It's what drives us at Bayer Crop Science so that we can come up with new and innovative technologies to enable farmers to solve that challenge. Water use concerns. You heard Frank talk about it. For those of you that serve the California community, you know that we're suffering from one of the worst droughts in the history of agriculture. And unfortunately, we've got farmers that have to take cropland out of production this year. so that we can conserve water. But it's not just California. It's also the plain states. We've got aquifers drying up. It's also the southern states. So significant issue that we must tackle. Labor shortages. How many of you struggle with finding quality labor in your businesses? I bet you do. Angie Dannenberg and I were at a conference here just 2 weeks ago with a bunch of farmers, some of the largest farmers, in fact, in the world. And we asked that question, what keeps them up awake at night? And they said labor shortages. They can't find enough qualified labor to help them. We face it in our business. In fact, agcareers.com posted over 40,000 job openings last year. And unfortunately, there's only 19,000 graduates that come from the traditional land-grant institutions that we source most of our talent from. So we have to change how we look at sourcing talent and look for new places. Global regulatory scrutiny. And this really surfaces, I think, from one of the discussions that Frank talked about, the fact that folks may not perceive ag production the same way we do, and they may not value modern production agriculture the way we do. We've got to help people change the look and feel of agriculture so that we can climb this regulatory hill. At the same time, we live in an environment that's unpredictable. It's either too hot, too cold, too wet, or too dry any day of the week on the farm, right? That's just the environment we live in. So we've got to help prepare new seeds to help farmers be more successful in knowing that unpredictability is there. The final piece that I want to talk about is something that really hits close to home for me. When I started in this business, it took about 10 years and about $50 million to create a new innovation. Today it takes 10, 11 years, but $250 million to create and launch a new innovation. And, you know, that's a challenge, but it's a challenge that we understand well. So, you know, at the end of the day, we have to balance these short-term challenges along with the long-term need of increased food. And as you think about this, we have to do it on less land, so we have to do it in a very sustainable way. We have to use less to produce a whole lot more, and some would suggest 70% more by the year 2050. And the world needs all of that. There are many things it should want and should expect from us. In front of you, you've got a picture of the great Norman Borlaug. Beginning in the 1960s, Norman Borlaug and others like him brought about the Green Revolution. We're so fortunate to have his granddaughter today, or granddaughter Julie, with us today, and she's going to follow me. With Dr. Norlaug's passion, experience, and ingenuity, he helped guide others to save millions from starving by starting an evolution. You know, there is no more essential commodity than food, he said. Without food, people perish, social and political organizations disintegrate, and civilizations collapse. Boy, there's a lot there. Since the world absolutely needed land that was more productive and fewer crops lost to devastating diseases, the world wanted leaders of the Green Revolution to come up with brilliant solutions. They needed a revolution, they needed brilliant solutions, and Dr. Borlaug delivered on that. They wanted and needed brilliant solutions. Now, with our current challenges, I would suggest we're in a situation where we need a new revolution. Our world needs a new revolution in food production and more brilliant solutions. We take this challenge very seriously. So let's talk about what the world needs and what they should want and expect from us as a result. While many of my examples will be specific to Bayer, we know the challenges facing food production are far too formidable for us to tackle alone. So we're reaching out to our partners on many of the initiatives and believe the power of innovation really requires and commands effective collaboration. The world needs new and improved crop protection products, seeds and traits that will help increase yields and help farmers address food insecurities, which means the world should want and expect us to help lead innovation through improved technology. You know, the weight of these expectations is both humbling and exciting, but innovation is what drives us at Bayer. It's our foundation. And not just innovation for the sake of innovation, but really innovation to solve urgent problems that farmers face. A couple examples. We've introduced a new product, Corvus, that now has become the number one herbicide in the selective corn herbicide business, helping farmers alleviate some of their challenging weed issues. We've introduced Luna, Luna is a brand new fungicide that's helping fruit, nut, and vegetable growers overcome problematic fungal diseases. And this week, we're going to talk about a brand new product called iLevo. iLevo is an innovative seed treatment that we'll be launching that helps farmers overcome sudden death syndrome in soybeans, a pest, by the way, that takes about $1 billion from farmers' pocketbooks. Focusing on innovation has allowed us to introduce more new products over the last decade than any of our competitors. And I'm proud of that. But we can't stop there. In fact, we're investing $1.1 billion per year to develop future solutions so that we can, you know, improve food productivity across seeds, biotechnology, crop protection, and seed treatments. You know, the world needs to enable, needs us to ensure the enablement and the viability of the U.S. farmer, who is both the provider of the food we enjoy today and the steward of the resources we'll need tomorrow. That means the world should want us to find ways to enable farmers to be more productive. How are we doing this, you might ask? We're asking them. We've championed a program called One World to Grow On, where we've taken a unique approach at mapping all of their critical decisions throughout the cropping season and really boiling it down to, you know, just the 157 tasks that keep them awake at night, so that we can help farmers plan, prepare, protect, and ultimately succeed on their farm. We're also learning how to tap into the power of precision agriculture. Last year, we talked about moving from precision ag to decision ag, and that's what drives us. Well, many farmers are challenged to translate the reams and reams of data they have into ag productivity decisions. One must help. We're helping farmers translate data into ways to help them do more on the land that they farm. And let's not overlook the importance of managing weeds. A little fun fact, maybe it's not so fun. Today, weeds eat the food to feed about 1 billion people. And, of course, we've got herbicide resistance as a global threat. In fact, just last week, I had an exchange with our South American colleagues, and they were asking us, what are we doing about this? How are we helping farmers tackle this real challenge? And let me say it's a real challenge because 50% of U.S. farmers, based on our surveys, are either forced to face a situation of resistant weeds or difficult to control weeds. Well, tackling these issues is going to take teamwork. We don't believe one company can do it alone. Well, we've got great chemistry. If we use that chemistry in the same way that other chemistries have been used, we'll end up in the same pathway. So I'm fortunate to work for a company that never took its eye off the ball relative to R&D, and we've maintained a commitment to basic R&D relative to herbicide portfolio development, and I'm proud to say we've got the most diverse portfolio in the industry. But we can't stop there. We're promoting an integrated weed management system whereby we're advocating a rotation of crops, a rotation of traits, and the use of multiple modes of action. Modes of action, by the way, that don't even come from us. We have to foster a collaboration and an integrated weed management approach. The world needs to be able to feed today's citizens while building the capacity to feed tomorrow's, which means the world should want and expect us to continue to drive new advances in sustainable agriculture to further enhance food security. How are we doing that, you might ask? Well, we understand the critical role that pollinators play. Frank talked about bee health. It's a really critical topic for us. Pollinators play a critical role across American and global agriculture, and we're committed to being proactive in our efforts to promote bee health. We're going to study the conditions that cause bee health decline, and we're opening a new, the picture you see here is a rendition of our new bee health center that's going to be opened on April 15th in Research Triangle Park, North Carolina. If you have the opportunity, I welcome you into our hallways as we open this great new facility. The world needs to continue to improve the lives of citizens, which means we should want and expect us to join together to enhance human health and nutrition, and we are. Not only are we supporting growers to grow more high-quality food, but we're also looking across Bayer. So Bayer is a life sciences company with domain knowledge in life sciences across ag, human health, and animal health. And our challenge is, how do we look across these domains so that we can get smarter and develop faster solutions to help with health and nutrition? The world needs to reinvent the way business, especially the business of innovation, works. This is one of our callings. That means the world should want and expect our industry to value collaboration and form partnerships to tackle complex challenges that we're facing today. One example of a partnership we started in 2013 is with the Kellogg Company, the world's leading cereal company, which is, by the way, our first food chain partnership within grains and cereals. Together, Bayer and Kellogg are exploring ways to foster sustainable agriculture and crop sourcing, focused mainly on wheat, rice, and potatoes to help feed the less fortunate world areas. There are other examples, one that I'm sure we get the opportunity to talk about later this week. The Florida citrus community is really challenged with the HLB virus that's threatening to wipe out the entire industry. So we're partnering with the industry on coming up with new solutions so that we can take care of the citrus psyllid and hopefully the HLB virus. What I've discussed today are the building blocks for a new revolution. And when you think about what success will mean for the world, working in agriculture simply becomes one of the best career paths on the planet. Because when you think about it, agriculture is sexy. It's cool. It's innovative. And it's exciting. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm thrilled to be a part of agriculture. And I think you probably are too. Those of us who enjoy the privilege of having careers in agriculture are simply on the cutting edge. We know that the next Borlaug, the next Eli Whitney is out there. And we're building programs to encourage and inspire talented young minds to come into our building. And we're actively cultivating talent to meet the most pressing need to feed the world. But we can't do it alone. The world needs to expect a new revolution from us, from you, from me, from all of us together. It's an exciting time to be in agriculture, and I'm glad to be on this journey with you. Thank you for your part in meeting the world's needs and for delivering what they're expecting from us.